All righty, we're glad you're here. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. This is a blessing of our second annual blessing of the bikers. This is my shirt, just like you. After I get done praying over you and asking God to watch over you and bless you, I'm ripping this tie off, I'm flipping the suit up, and I'm putting my shirt on. Amen? Now, let me say this to you. I hope everyone got a shirt. If you're a biker and stuff, if you didn't get a shirt, make sure you got a shirt. We got shirts out there for everyone that shows up. And then we have more things we're going to give to you. During the service, we're going to, before I pray, we got more things we're going to give to you. Our group, we have about 15 bikers in our church, and they've got stuff together, and they're going to give you another gift. And then we're going to go eat. We got Sloppy Joe's, hamburger, hot dogs, chips, baked beans, you name it. We got enough to see. We got enough to feed 400 people.
Amen.
Seriously.
Amen.
Two huge cakes. Two blessing of the biker cakes with that special frosting from Giant Eagle. What's the name of that frosting?
Buttercream,
man. So, one thing you're going to learn about Baptists, we love to eat.
Amen.
We're glad you're here. We're honored to have you. And thank you for coming to the second annual Blessing of the Bikers. We're just so thrilled that you're here. God bless you. I love America, don't you?
Amen.
We're going to sing one patriotic song, and then our bikers are going to come up and give you some. By the way, inside the packet that they're going to give you, they're going to give you a bunch of gifts tonight just for saying thank you for coming. My good friend, he's in heaven now, Dr. Jim Delishment. Jim Delishment, he was the head of the Hell's Angels in St. Louis, Missouri. You're gonna get a CD. I can't keep up with all the stuff the kids. I'm a Moses trying to live in 2009. They're gonna give you something you can put in one of your machines that you can play in. A CD, but it was Dr. Jim. One fellow told me he keeps his motorcycle in his house all year. Jim Delishment kept his bike in his house all year. Man, the oil and everything, all in the rocks. It's in that tape. He gave his life story from dope to hope. And I hope you'll enjoy it. He was a biker. He loved bikes. He took Christ as a Savior, then he became an evangelist. What a tremendous man. He's in heaven now. But boy, we sure loved him here at Bethel Baptist Church. He was my good friend. We used to do a lot of things together. Let's have a moment of prayer, and then we're going to get started. Pastor Dave, would you come and lead us in prayer? And then Brother Mark, you're going to come and lead us in one song, and then we're going to bring our bikers up.
All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the evening. We thank you for so many folks that would come out. Lord, it is truly an honor to have these folks with us tonight. Lord, and I pray that the night will go well for them and they'll be truly blessed tonight. Lord, I hope and pray that they're safe all year long. Lord, it is something that's very dangerous, but Lord, it's something that's so fun to do. Lord, please be with them as they go throughout the year. And Lord, please, again, bless tonight. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to say one thing before Mark comes. I got three or four men outside right now, so they're watching over your bikes. Seriously. I know that there's some nice bike, and so I want you to know that lot's not attended. It's being watched over. While we're in here, the few minutes we're going to be here, it's being watched over, so you don't have to worry about your bike. I got three or four big men out there watching over them. Seriously, we do. Okay, Mark.
All right, let's all stand. We're going to sing God Bless America. The chorus, everybody knows God Bless America.
Thank God for our veterans, don't you? Thank God for our
Amen.
Vets. Good to see Steve and Jan Robinson home from Florida.
Amen. It's good to be here.
Amen.
Bye.
America, our home sweet home. You may be seated. Thank you. May be seated. We're glad you're here. By the way, we'll be calling up Sean and Dave in just a few minutes. Some of our bikers. I know Bill Lang's nephew, whose also name is Bill Lang, came all the way from Columbus, Ohio. Let's give him a great hand, Columbus. Did anybody come farther than Columbus? Yes, sir. Florida. But he came on a motorcycle. Amen. God bless you and welcome. We're glad you're at this time. We have a great group of bikers in our church. We have around 15 bikers in our church. And we just want, they want to come and greet you. So Sean and Dave, are Dave and Sean here? There's another one of their attire that they just got, the sweatshirts that they're wearing. Maybe someday we'll have those to give out. Those are a little more expensive, but come on ahead and say what you, greet the people and tell them what, give them some stuff that you want to give.
First of all, we want to thank each and every one of you for coming. And we want to thank our pastor and associate pastor for standing behind us.
Amen.
Because without them, we couldn't do this. And we want each and every one of you guys to know that we are here, and we love each and every one of you.
Amen.
And we'll always be here for you.
Yes.
Yep.
We don't care what you look like or
right.
anything.
Right.
Because look at me. There's hope. There's hope. Dave?
Kind of like what Sean said, we do. We appreciate you guys coming out, and we do want to let you know that anything you might ever need, if you just need a friend to talk to, somebody you might need something, don't be afraid to ever get a hold of us. We're always here. There's a couple of biker affiliations that did come out tonight. We just want to recognize you. Thank you for coming. Bears Vintage.
Stand up, Dave.
The guys from Bears Vintage, can you stand up for me?
Great job. Amen.
Got some people from Hog. Guys from Hog are here.
Where are they at?
Where are you at?
They're hiding from us.
All right.
Okay.
We have ABCMM. There was a few of them. Where are you at?
All right. Good job.
So biker affiliation, me? Sir, M-E, me? All right, I guess they're hiding too. GWRRA.
All right, good to have you. Oh, they got those big trikes. Those are
right,
big ones.
Right.
They got those big bikes back there.
What about Just Us? Just Us?
All right.
And I know my friend Tom is here from Medina. Tom, what is your affiliation? Spoken word.
All right, Tom, welcome. Good to have you, Tom.
We're going to be passing out just a few things in just a minute. One's going to have our 2009 riding season, our upcoming events. There's a flyer in there for you. I just wanted to go over it real quick. June 7th, we're going to have our cruise in for the old-time cars. But don't be afraid. Feel free to bring your bikes down, too. We like to see them as well.
Let's do them both.
Bring them both. June 7th, there's our cruise in. It'll be here. July 12th, we're going to have our Christmas in July run. The admission for that is just a toy. We're going to bag all the toys up, and we're going to donate all them to Hattie Larlem.
Amen.
August 23rd is going to be our Little Piglet Scholarship Fund run. As most of you know, we do have a Christian school here at the church, every year. Our bikers, pretty much we pay the tuition for one of the students at the school. Especially these times, guys, there's nothing better we can give our kids than a great education. And we make sure that we take care of one of them here. And all the proceeds to that event's going to go to that scholarship. And then our final event is September 13th. It's for all the donations we get, and that is going to go towards building the new church building out at 8300 Infirmary Road. So if you can attend any of those, we sure would love to have you. At this time, can I get all the bikers from Bethel to come up?
All the Bethel bikers,
come on up, please.
All right, yeah. Hey, Bethel! Woo! Yeah! Love them Bethel bikers. All right. Yeah, that's my kids. Hey, man. I'm going to get me a trike like that big Honda out there, man. That thing was nice. Oh, real quick.
If you guys did not get a ticket when you came in, I know some were coming in late and everything was gone. If you did not get an orange ticket, could you please raise your hand? Oh, all over the place.
Get out there and give them to them right now.
Go ahead. Anthony, keep them up, guys.
Jimmy, get out there and give those tickets to those people right now. Keep them up.
Harley didn't get one. Please keep your hand raised until you get your ticket. Please keep your ticket as soon as we go over to eat. We're going to be drawing all kinds of prizes, so please make sure you have your ticket. All the bikers that did not get a ticket, please raise your hand.
Got to clarify that.
Everybody got their ticket?
When we go over for all the food, folks, they got a ton. I bet they got, I don't know, they got tons of prizes.
Lots of prizes.
Tons.
Lots of prizes. All right. If we could just start down here, if you guys could introduce yourself to everybody.
My name is Bill Lang. My nephew's out there. His name is Bill Lang.
Where's Jack Dollar?
He'll be back.
He's around here somewhere. If I could have every other biker that rode in tonight, would you please stand? We have something we want to give to you above and beyond the shirts.
All the bikers. Please stand.
All right, guys, if you can see these yellow bags down here.
You're all going to receive a gift.
Once you get your bag, if you could, just have a seat.
Oh, definitely. Come on up and get those pictures.
Like I said, there's a couple things in here. One is the upcoming riding events. You can put those on your calendar. The most important thing we have in those bags, if you do nothing else with anything today, please listen to the CD that we put in there. Jim Delischmidt was the founder of the Hells Angels of St. Louis, Missouri. His life story is in there. I'll tell you, there was a lot of times in my life that I wanted nothing to do with church. I wanted nothing to do with God. But every time Jim Delischmidt was here, I came to hear him speak. Nothing will bless your life more than that CD. So please, if you do nothing else, please listen to that CD.
Everybody get one? Okay. We want everybody to have one that came. We sure want you to have one. Even if you're visiting, you didn't ride a bike. We still want you to have one. We want them to have those gifts if they're here. Okay. All right. Fantastic. You got them ready for the next one. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. How we doing, Davey? Okay.
Were there any biker affiliations that we did miss? Anybody at all? Earth Dogs, thank you.
Good to have you.
We're waiting on that special one from West Virginia.
We've got another one from West Virginia here somewhere. We're waiting to see him come around the corner. Is our biker from West Virginia here, Bobby?
By the way, those shirts that you got, our bikers, they raised the money to buy those, to give them to you. I'd like to give our Bethel Baptist people a great blessing.
And thank you to all the members of Bethel Baptist Church that bought the cookies and the pies and the Buckeyes and everything else so we could get the church or get the shirts for you. Somebody had to suffer, she says. Bill, you see him out there?
We got to keep going. Come on. If he's coming, we got to come.
It's going to be a few more minutes?
Yes, sir. I see him. Go ahead. Stand up. My name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Dave Skyver. I'm Pastor Skyver's son.
Amen.
Good looking out, though, buddy.
Sean Browning.
And I'm Sean Browning.
The good-looking one.
Yeah.
Is my West Virginia boy here yet? I know Stevie's here, but is the other guy here?
Tink should be here somewhere.
Tink?
Tink. That's his name, Tink.
Hey, Tink! He just pulled in. All right. He's special, all right.
Tell them some of the prizes they can win at the fellowship.
We've got, hang on to your orange tickets. When we go over to have dinner while we're eating, we'll be pulling these tickets. There's probably 40 prizes over there, guys. We've got Harley fleece blankets. We've got knives to give out. We've got no stabbing Sean with those knives either. We've got stuff to help take scratches. If you have a surface scratch on your bike, we've got some scratch remover, some chrome polish. No free Harleys. Brother Dave already stole the free Harley, so we're out of luck with that. All right.
Okay.
All right. Is he coming, or are we just going to go on without him? Okay.
If he isn't, I am. We got to get this blessing in.
We got to get the blessing in. We're hungry. We want to eat dinner.
Here he comes.
Here he comes. I have a feeling he's coming. Everybody's running. Hey, there's Harley. Oh, here comes Tink.
You made it, Tink.
Golly, Pastor, you did lose a lot of weight.
You're looking at the wrong one. Right there.
There you go.
Oh, golly. Y'all look same with these off.
How they do?
How they do?
I'm supposed to.
I'm sorry,
who
I can't
said you
do.
You can't have fun. People have fun.
I'm sorry, I can't do this. I was just handed a note out front. I want to tell you, I really do believe that bikers are the most giving and most caring people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Give yourself a hand. You deserve it. Go ahead.
David.
And I was supposed to come up here and do a couple corny jokes and try to get back out on One Piece. But I got a couple things I got to share with you. When we started talking about having a biker ministry, I don't know why I'm panting. He was doing all the work. We had a few things on our side. We had the Lord on our side.
Amen.
We got a preacher that stood behind us 100%.
Yes, sir.
And we had all the ladies and the women of the church. And ladies, you don't get enough credit.
Right.
And I would like all the Bethel Baptist biker ladies, all the ladies that's helped with the baked goods, all the ladies that helped at the table, all of you, please stand up, please.
Amen.
Come on. Come on.
Amen. Amen. Hey, and Nancy even made a special shirt for Harley this
afternoon. Amen.
So Harley, get a shirt.
I'm going to tell you.
That was like special.
Ladies, we us guys couldn't pull this off without you.
You're right.
We couldn't do it.
Right.
You're the backbone. Now, in the winter months, when we can't ride, a lot of us like to wrench on our bikes. We like to put new parts on. I'm going to take this off. Excuse me. We like to change things, and some of you even like to build bikes. Well, I just found out that some of the Bethel Baptist bikers built what they want to call their first custom ride. And I need my wife to help me with this. Judy, would you please come up here?
All right, sis. Okay.
Folks, this is my wife. I'm very, very proud of my wife.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I love those bibs.
This is just one of the ladies that works very, very hard in this church.
Yes.
She works in the nursery. She works on a cleaning schedule and cleaning. And I'll tell you what, both of them can use help. I know, if anybody wants to help.
Yeah, bikers, come on.
She teaches at our school. The kids think she's really something. She has her dress on and she looks like a little school marm.
Yeah.
Then she puts her jeans on and jumps on her Harley and cuts up the road. She is. She does anything the Bethel Baptist bikers, anything we've asked her to do, she's done it. If she's here last year, we had all them headbands. She did all those headbands. Everything we ask her, she does. Never complaining or whining, or she's always working hard. She's sweet and wonderful and fantastic. Quiet and meek.
Who wrote this, Sean? This is getting deep, okay?
Yeah, it's yeah.
Quiet and meek.
I know he didn't write it.
Well, dear.
Are you sure that's about Jenny
J? With all love, I want you to know that I am proud of you. And it's an honor to present to you, with love, the first Bethel Baptist custom ride. Bring it in, guys.
Amen. Amen. I'll tell you. Who said Christians can't have fun?
Christian bikers can have fun. We have fun all the time here. And I love them. I feel like I'm part of them, even though I don't own a bike. But I want to, in just a couple minutes, I'm going to have all the bikers come up around the altar, and I'm going to pray over you, just like we did last year. But I want to read a scripture to you before. And I can't say enough to how honored we are to have you. We're glad you came. And I want you to know that we care about you. I want you to know you got a friend here. You don't have to come to our church. You always got a friend here. You're in trouble? Give us a call. Need someone to pray for you? Give us a call. We're not trying to take anybody out of a church, but we just want you to know there's somebody here that if you need somebody, we care about you. And that's why we're doing this, to let you know we care about you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to read one scripture, and then I'll share a thought, and then I'm going to have you come up, and I'm going to pray over you. Years ago, this scripture here, Eddie, this is what my life was some years back. I identified with this verse. Maybe you would identify with this verse. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Years ago, that verse in Psalms 142, verse 4, described my life. I didn't think anybody cared about me. I was all alone. I felt empty inside. I started drinking when I was 14 years old, and by the time I was 18 years old, I was an alcoholic. I used to walk out every night at 2:30 and from the bars when they only because they closed, they kicked me out. And I remember going out and walking in the parking lot across the street, and before I'd get my car, I'd look up night after night, I'd look up in the sky and say, God, I know you're up there. There's got to be more to life than this. I tried everything. Nothing helped. I searched for everything to just get satisfaction in my heart. Nothing helped. Refuge failed me. I felt empty inside. I don't know if you ever feel empty, but I felt empty. I just felt at loss. I was searching. Grandma Lemley, I was searching. Alcohol and stuff didn't do it for me. I tried everything. It didn't work. And soon, night after night, I cried out, God, I know you're up there. There's got to be more to life than this. And night after night, God heard me say those words. And one day, not long after that, he sent someone in my life. And they took me to hear the word of God. And I heard about Jesus. And I heard how Jesus loved me. And how he died for me. And how he arose. I wore my black leather jacket to church. I was a kid off the streets. But the people, I'm so glad the church at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church on McCord Road years ago, I'm glad they didn't kick me out. I'm glad they welcomed a kid off the streets, and welcomed me into their church. And there I found out about the love of God. And there later on I realized that Christ not only died for me, but he loved me. That's the reason he did it. He arose the third day and he was in heaven. And all I had to do was ask him to come in my heart and trust him. And I remember back in 1969 in North Toledo over on 1034 and a half Sherman Street. I remember getting down. We had just been married a few months, me and my wife Rose. And matter of fact, we'll be married on June 28th. We'll be married 40 years. I was thinking about Sean. I know Nicole's had a look at Sean, but Rosie's had a look at me for 40 years. Plus, put up with me. But I remember, just like it was yesterday, I remember realizing that night I was going to die and go to hell without Christ. And I got down from an old green couch, my wife and I, it was about the color of that boy's shirt, a little bit lighter. And a little bit lighter. It was back then it was avocado. The older people know what I'm talking about. Everything was avocado. The carpet was avocado. The curtains were avocado. The painting, the walls were avocado. It was a light green, whatever how you call that. We bought the chair, the couch, the lamps, everything. We bought used, paid $110. Never forget that. I remember getting down and asking Christ to save me. Come in my heart and to save my soul. I said, "Dear Jesus, I need you. Come into my heart and forgive me of all my sin. And Lord, come in and save my soul. Take me to heaven when I die. And save my soul from hell. I'm trusting you right now. I want you to come in and be my Savior." I wasn't even in church. There wasn't no church service. And that night, God changed my life. And I don't know if you're like that. Maybe you're like how I was. Maybe you're searching. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you feel like there's a void and emptiness inside you. If there is, I want to tell you, Christ loves you. He loves you so much. Don't worry about religion. Don't worry about church. Just think about you and Jesus. He loves you. And just remember this old preacher that was an alcoholic that God saved off the streets of North Toledo. You look up like I did. You just look up and say, "God, I know you're up there. God, I know you're up there." I guarantee you, he'll hear you. He heard my prayer. He'll hear yours. And if you'll keep seeking him, the Bible says, they that seek God, draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. And I'll quote this last verse, I'll have you come up. I want Hebrews chapter 11, I believe it's verse 4. It says, "But without faith, it's impossible to please God." Now watch this. "And he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." I knew there was a God. That didn't get me to heaven. The devil knows that there's a God. But I kept seeking him. And eventually he showed me Jesus, his son. And when you get Jesus in your heart, you get God, because Jesus was God in the flesh. It's hard to there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Steve, I don't understand it, but I just believe it because God said there's a Trinity. Amen. See, you don't have to understand all the Bible. You just got to believe it. Amen. If you're here tonight, and you're going through life, and you're searching, and you're lonely, and you're reaching out, and you got that void. By the way, you're going to have that void until you get Christ. The reason you have that void is because Christ ain't in there. By the way, after you get saved, you still got problems. Still have troubles. But you got someone with you then. I want to encourage you tonight. If you'd like Christ to come in your heart, you could say that prayer like this preacher did. You could say, "Dear Jesus, I'm like that preacher. I'm lonely. I'm lost. I'm empty inside. I know there's got to be more to life than this. I've tried everything. I need you. Come in. I believe you died for me, Jesus. I believe you rose that third day. Come into my heart. Save my soul from hell and take me to heaven." You say that prayer. And you, not words, you say it from your heart. You say it from your heart. God will hear you. He heard me over in 1034 and a half Sherman Street. Don't have to be in church to say a prayer. He's waiting to hear you anytime. You can say it on that bike out there. Main thing is you turn to him. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you'd bless these men and women. Lord, in just a minute, I'm going to bring them forward and pray over their lives. But Lord, right now, before they come, I pray in the quietness and the stillness. Lord, there's no mistake. You brought them to church tonight. And Lord, I pray, if they're like I was, Lord, I really pray with all my heart. There might be some lonely people out here and some people that are searching and people that are empty and void inside like I was. Tried everything in life. Yet, nothing. Lord, they might just be like this preacher and just need prayer. And I pray tonight, Father, there'd be any that's searching, and Lord, that they'll look to you like I did, and they'll find Christ. I wondered before I called, if no one's looking around, no one's going to look, and I'm not going to come to you. But I'm just curious. How many would say tonight, preacher, I'll be honest with you, I've got a void in my heart. I'm searching. I'm trying to find out what life's all about. I'm just like you were. Would you pray for me? Just raise that hand. I won't embarrass you. Yes, ma'am. Yes. God bless you. Who else? Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Who else? Pray for me. I promise you, I won't come to you, but I'm going to pray for you. Because, yes, God bless you, ma'am. I see that. Yes, sir, I see that. God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, I see that. Who else? Pray for me. Yes, sir, I see that. God took courage to do that. God bless you. Who else? Preacher, yes, ma'am, I see that. God bless you. Who else? Include me in that prayer. Preacher, include me. Yes, sir, I see that. God bless your heart. Yes, sir, I see that. God bless your heart. God sees those hands. Yes, sir, I see that. Heavenly Father, in a few minutes, these people are going to come, but Lord, I just pray right now. You've seen their hearts. You've seen the hands. Lord, I just pray that you would help these, especially these that just raised their hand. Lord, I know what it is to go out every night looking up in the sky saying there's got to be more to life than this. And my good buddy Jim Dellerschmidt was the same way. Lord, I pray with all my heart for every person that raised their hand that you'd help them. Lord, that you'd be close to them. Father, that you would draw them to you, that they would seek you. Lord, that they would know that you love them and that you care very much about their lives. And you like them just the way they are. They can come to you just like we sing, just as I am, without one plea. Lord, I just pray that some of these people's lives will be transformed. Lord, make a difference in their lives, I pray. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Would all the bikers come now? Just all the bikers? I'm going to ask God's blessing on you as you ride. Just come forward. I won't have you kneel, but I'll just have you stand around the altar. Are we getting pictures?
Yes.
Robin, where's Robin at? Thank you. You're right where I want you. Come right up here, folks. Come up around by preacher. You know, we're getting closer to this time real quick. Let me say, I'm going to pray for you that God watches over you while you ride and stuff. Then when we get done doing it, we're going to be dismissed, but we're going to go over to the we call it the Becca building. It's the other. We can feed 350 people tonight. And plus, our people went out and bought all kinds of gifts. Those little tickets they gave you, they're going to have. We probably got enough prizes that if you show up, you're probably going to win. Because I think we got 40 or 50 prizes. And so I'm not lying to you. I think we do. And they did this on their own. Just a way to say thank you for coming. I'm glad you're here. I know it's hard to come to a church. And sometimes we think about having it out there. We have 30 acres of land out there in Fermi. Someday we're going to have a building out there. But you know what, fellas? And I thought about it, but you know what? I like having people here. I do, son. They can't beat this, having them right here. And I'm so glad you honored us by coming. And I just want you to know, you got a friend with this preacher. I mean that. And that little lady that played the piano there tonight, don't know if she's still there or not, but Rose, that's my wife. She's put up with me for 40 years. She's over there getting ready to feed you. I'm gonna ask God now. I'm gonna say a prayer. We're gonna have the blessing of the bikers right now. And I'm gonna ask you to bow your heads. I'm gonna pray over you all at one time. Lord Jesus, this is the second annual blessing of the bikers. And Lord, I thank you for sending these men and women. And oh God, I hold them up to you. Lord, you see them right here. They're all around the altar. Lord, I hold them up at the altar of God to you. Would you please bless them? Lord, as they drive this summer, they'll be driving through the streets and the highways. And Lord, I pray that you'll keep them safe. Lord, watch over them. Lord, I pray that you give people that drive cars and trucks wisdom to see them. Lord, I pray for protection for both ways, for them and for the people that are driving that might hinder them. And Lord, I pray that as they go, that you would just bless them. I pray that you'd be with them every day. I pray that you'd encourage their life. I pray you'll bless their families. Lord, bless their homes. Watch over them. And Lord, those days that they're discouraged, I pray that you'd be close to them and you'd be the lifter up of their heart. And Father, please, if they've never trusted you as Savior, I pray that they'll know Christ as their personal Savior, not religion, not being a Baptist or any other religion, Lord, but they know Jesus as their Savior. They would know him in the free pardon of sin. They'd know when they die, they'd go to heaven. Lord, bless them. Give them a great summer. Watch over them. Lord, I pray it'll be the greatest summer they ever had. Lord, I think one lady said they've already been driving a month and they've always put over, I think they put over 1,400 miles already on their bike. And Lord, as they travel, I go before them. Oh God, go before them. I just pray, dear God, that nothing would happen. Put a hedge around each one of these. Lord, put a hedge around them. And bless them from heaven, I pray. And we'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's give our bikers a hand. Okay. Let's see, who can I pick on? David, come up here, son. And ask God to bless the food. And I'm Star. Big guy Star. Let's go eat. Please, let's go eat. Ask God to bless.
All right, guys, thanks again for coming. We really appreciate you being here. Please join us over here, and we'll feed you, and we'll give out some prizes, all right? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the night that you've given us, Lord. Thank you for the beautiful weather that you gave us.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for all the bikers that came in.
Yes.
Please, Lord, bless this food and the nourishment of our bodies. And Lord, I pray that there's a lot of bikers that are here searching for you. Lord, before they leave today, if they have any questions, Lord, please help them come to one of us.
Yes.
Let us show them how that void can be filled by you. And just bless us in all we do and keep us all safe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Come and get it, everybody. By the way, we get the stuff. It's got websites. You can hear messages and all kinds of updates on our website.